Vitalize UK. Inspire and empower.
Okay, so on the line now, we have got the one, the only, Beverly Knight.
Hello.
Hello there.
I am well, I am good, thank you.
Brilliant.
Always good.
Excellent. Okay, so there is a very special reason we've got you on the line today.
Yes, there is, yeah. I'm pretty proud and honoured to say that I'm part of a collective of musicians who have come together to record Bill Withers' classic Lean On Me for NHS charities together and UOK.charity. So I'm over the moon to be talking to you about it.
That's absolutely amazing. We are loving the single here at Vitalize Radio and we can't stop listening to it. It is absolutely beautiful. Now, I know there was a lot of voices that featured on the track. Can you tell us some of the names that were involved in making the single?
Yes, well, there's myself and Joss Stone as well, who recorded her part all the way over in Florida, where she's currently isolating. We've got a lovely 7-year-old boy called Jack Oliver, who just recently recovered from leukemia, who of course owes his life to the NHS, and he features in the video. We've got the soul singer Omar, we've got the wonderful string quartet Escala, we've got vocalist Blake, and a host of over 100 different musicians who all came together and recorded their parts in isolation, sent them over to the producer Ben Mitchell, who's based in France, and who then bounced the full result back to us here in London. So it's a real effort that's gone on to make this record.
Can you talk to us a little bit how the single came about? Was it prior to Bill Withers passing, or was it in tribute afterwards?
It wasn't in tribute initially, but of course it has become a tribute to his passing. We were recording this song and got the news during the recording process that Bill Withers had sadly passed away. Mm. And of course that gave the song much more of a poignancy than it had before. So it's like the energy was right around the song.
Yeah.
But it came together through two brothers who are musicians who also have an entertainment company, Dominic and Alexander Lyon. And they approached the producer, Ben Mitchell, who is a friend of mine and whose wife sings background vocals for me. They approached those two if they would produce a single, and the thought was it should be Lean On Me, and to involve me, get me involved. So I got involved, and then in turn got some of the other singers involved, and then we just piece by piece put the whole thing together. It was less than 2 weeks and we had it all done. It's pretty rapid.
Oh, it's amazing. I know there were some other names involved behind the scenes in terms of promoting. I'm seeing a lot of promotion going on across social media and other news outlets at the moment, including names like Dr. Range.
That's right, yeah. Oh, Dr. Range has been so busy on all of our screens lately, myth busting, giving out advice, working with children as to, you know, how they can negotiate and understand coronavirus and what's happened to the world. He has been amazing. And yes, he has lent his voice to this record as well, and he features in the video. And I'm so grateful that we've got someone who really knows, you know, what they're talking about in and out on as part of this project. He's a great guy.
Absolutely. He's a really good person to have on board, especially for given the current situation.
That's right.
I know we talked about some of the names that were involved. How many people specifically? Do you know the actual number of people that were involved in making the track?
I don't have the exact number, but I know that there are over 100 musicians, because we're talking about choirs, you know, string quartets, you know, people who are the rhythm section of the actual band. My own bass player, Dave Troke, is involved. The producer, Ben Mitchell, he played drums on the record. It's a huge, huge effort to get all of these people who are self-isolating, you know, in their own spaces all around the country, to painstakingly put all of those things together in time, not only physical time, but in time in terms of the beat of the track, to pull all of it together and make it work. It's been a Herculean effort.
Based on this track, I know, of course, there is already huge success planned for this track down the line. Are you thinking of recording anything else or any other works in the pipeline regarding the coronavirus outbreak and raising funds for the NHS?
Well, this is what I'm working on at present. Who knows how long this situation is going to carry on for. None of us know. I know my industry has been completely and utterly flatlined by the coronavirus.
Yeah.
We don't operate without people to stand in front of, you know. But what we can do is, of course, do things like we're doing, using this technology to pull together. So the longer this goes on, I imagine there will be more need, more call to do things to help keep the nation's spirits up. I mean, this specific song is to raise funds for NHS mental health and wellness charities. But as the time goes on, people will just be like, I just want to hear some great music. I just want to feel great for a day instead of cooped up and I can't get out. So as long as this carries on, I will do my part. Whether that's for a specific fundraiser or not, whatever, I don't know. But for now, I am here and I'm ready to do my part.
Absolutely, that is brilliant. I know listening to this song has certainly put a smile on many people's faces so far, so it's good, really good to know that people are able to listen to your music and music by other people at the moment and be able to feel good about something and hopefully make a difference by making a donation and supporting such wonderful charities and organisations.
Absolutely. And the way that people can donate, the single will be released this week, in the midweek, which I'm very excited, so you'll be able to find it by midweek on your Spotify and your Amazon and all that good stuff, iTunes. But until then, we have the video, which is on YouTube.
Yeah.
So if you go to NHS Relief / Lean On Me, you'll find the video there featuring all of us doing our thing, a wonderful image of the NHS staff who are getting involved as well, including my sister who works for NHS 111, which I'm very proud to say she features, her team feature in the video. Underneath the video is a clickable link to the Virgin Money giving site where you can donate whatever it is you want to donate. It's also on my socials as well. So if all of that goes out of your head, you can go to Insta, my Twitter and Facebook, and you can find all the information there as well.
We have also got an article placed on the Vitalise Radio website, which we will, of course, reshare later today.
Thank you.
Not a problem at all.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Now, going back to the recording the single, am I right in saying it was recorded over 30 different studios worldwide?
Yes, that's right, because everybody's in complete different places.
Yeah.
So you haven't got string quartet who are all together in one place doing their part and then sending that en masse to a producer, which is what would usually happen. What you've got are a string quartet in four different locations because none of them live together, and they've had to each put their parts down and then do a collective kind of put all of their roles together and then send that on to the producer in France. So 30 different studios running constantly, some here, some abroad, to get this song out there and to get it up and running. It really has been hard work.
Absolutely amazing. It's a wonderful effort. And am I right in saying that's quite a unique situation to be in, given, the situation of recording across different studios? Of course, it's you know, the only way that it can be done right now. But
I
don't believe it's been done prior.
The thing is, necessity is the mother of invention. You know, we needed to get something done. We needed to get a single out there. We needed to use it as a way to raise money. And it just so happens that we're living in a time right now where we have the apps, we have, most people have got Wi-Fi, and so we had the means to pull something like this together. 7-8 years ago, we couldn't have done this. This would have been just like a pipe dream. So now we can pull all these things together because the apps have been developed for us to do that. So it's a real kind of modern phenomenon what has happened with this record, and I think it might be the first kind of huge collective effort recorded in this way of its kind.
It's really good to know that something like this was made possible, and has been a huge success. It is absolutely amazing, and like as I said earlier, we really do love the single here at Vitalize Radio. We can't stop playing it.
Thank you, thanks so much, really appreciate it.
No problem. That's at brilliant. All now, I know you mentioned about your sister and the role that she plays. I know there's another personal connection between yourself and the NHS.
Yes.
Regarding your brother.
My brother and my mother both went down with suspected COVID-19.
Yeah.
Both rushed to New Hospital in Wolverhampton, where my aunt is a nurse.
Yeah.
Luckily sent home as day cases, went back home to recover and fight through it with all the medicine and, you know, antibiotics. And I'm pleased to say that my brother's made a complete full recovery and my mum is day by day recovering. So this became very personal. It was already personal because my mum's a retired nurse, my sister at 111, the aunt that I mentioned, and so many deep connections to the NHS. But of course, once COVID came knocking on our door, that was a call to attention, and it made me understand, you know, the realization of staying indoors, keeping safe, so that I gave the NHS space to get on and do what they do. And that's the message, you know, to the whole nation: keep indoors, keep the NHS workers well so they can carry on doing what they're doing to help us. It was a really terrifying time, really terrifying, but both of them are okay now.
Well, that's absolutely amazing to hear. We are very glad to hear that here at Vitalize Radio.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
No problem at all. Talking about the other artists involved in recording the single, how easy was it to get them on board?
Yeah, pretty easy. You know, Josh was up for it straight away. She's a sweetheart, known her for years. And other people, you know, Omar, the soul singer, he was up for it straight away. Josh Daniel, who recently did that cover of Jealous on X Factor in the auditions, which made Simon Cowell cry, bless him. He's based up in Middlesbrough, and you know, before I'd even finished the conversation, he was in. So people have been willing to do their part and get involved. No one had to kind of have their arm twisted around their back or whatever. The only people who sadly weren't able to get on board were people who were already doing other projects to help the NHS. So this has been something which has kind of ignited everybody's imagination. I'm thrilled to say that.
Absolutely, it's really good to see a lot of people come in together in different ways to really make a difference right now where it's really needed.
Yeah, it really is.
So you mentioned about the different charities where the proceeds from the single will go. Can you just remind us of those?
Yes, of course. The proceeds will be going to NHS Charities Together, which you've probably seen a lot of attention given to these guys on the news and everywhere. Captain Tom Moore, who was the wonderful 99-year-old who's been walking up and down his garden. It's the same charity that the proceeds are going to. that he chose. But also, in addition, we're raising funds for a charity called You OK Doc. And You OK Doc, as in the question, specifically supports the men and women of the NHS for their mental health, their well-being, because the psychological strain is as hard as the physical strain. So we're trying to make sure that these funds go to people who need holistic treatment, as well as, you know, what the government should be doing with providing them with masks and what have you. This is looking after the human behind the job.
Absolutely. And I know they are all doing an amazing job, a wonderful job. And everyone here at Vitalise Radio would like to say a huge thank you to everything that they are doing across the NHS right now.
Oh, fabulous. Brilliant.
What message would you give to our listeners who are currently at home self-isolating?
Stay home. If, you know, as much as you can, stay home. Take that walk, that the government-sanctioned walk that you're allowed to take. Get in the fresh air and then get yourself back home. This will pass. I don't know when, none of us know when, but this will pass. And when it does, we will all appreciate everything we have so much more. I would say to everyone listening, you know, we are in solidarity. Don't ever think that no one cares about your situation. So many people care. You're not alone. You're not on your own. This is a time to show people who you care about just how much you do. Look out for your neighbours, even though you might not be able to meet up with them. You know, keep an eye out. We're clapping every Thursday for our carers. When you see them, shout a message. Got everything you need? Yeah, great. I'll go to the shop for you if you need, particularly the elderly who are having to shield for 3 months. That's what I would say to everyone. Just look out for each other and please look after yourselves.
Absolutely. That is wonderful. I couldn't have said it any better myself.
No problem.
You mentioned some of the ways where the listeners will be able to hear the single and purchase it. Can you just remind us of those?
Yeah, of course. So YouTube, NHS Relief, and then look for Lean On Me. Underneath there, you will find the link that you can click on to donate. It's a Virgin Money Giving website. You can click on the link there and donate whatever you can. And then from this week, from the middle of this week, the single will be available on all the usual platforms, including iTunes, Amazon, and Spotify. So that's how you can find us. And thank you all. And please donate whatever you can.
One final thing from me. Would you like to introduce the single here on Vitalise Radio?
Of course. It's me, Joss Stone, and the Young Guns Collective with our version of the inspired Bill Withers classic. This is Lean On Me.
Well, thank you very much, Beverly Knight.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow.
When you